Many within the Republican Party, including GOP leaders in Strauss's own Bexar County, led the charge to censure Strauss or formally disapprove of his leadership for his efforts to kill this past legislative session's transgender bathroom bill. But why now, now that Strauss has already announced he is not seeking re-election? Mark Jones with Rice University's Baker Institute of Public Policy says the answer might have something to do with the efforts by party officials, the governor, and outside political nonprofits to rid the Texas legislature of mainstream Bush-era Republicans.
This censure is taking place within the broader context of the 2018 primary season, where Tea Party conservatives are very committed to trying to reduce the ranks of centrist conservatives in the Texas House. And this censure allows them to continue using that plank, even though Strauss is no longer in the picture.
Jones says the censure not only condemns Strauss's leadership, but it could also stain any Republican incumbent who receives support from Strauss. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.